net.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I was just talking to Gerald Celente during the break. He didn't tell me not to say this, but he'll probably get a seat in the FEMA camp for it. Probably already will, but I didn't know he was aware of our work and said it was, interesting. And that, let's just get from Gerald Celente, because I'm interested. I really respect him, what he thinks of the work we're doing here from the work of mine that he's seen. Mr. Celente?
Yes, no, I have been following you for years, and I admire you as a man of courage. And in these times, not many people have it anymore. And they're always towing the party line or afraid of the implications of what they say. And you've been a man that speaks out, you speak your mind, and you're a man of your word and your conviction. So, what's not to admire?
Well, I admire you, but I mean, look, with me it's not even courage. And I would imagine it's the same with you, because I talk to other people that'll speak out and trailblaze. I mean, why would you lie? I mean, all you've got is who you are and the truth. Money, power, things like that really don't matter to a well-centered person. The truth, veritas, is everything. So with me it's not even courage. In a way, it's the opposite of courage. I have been so freaked out by what I saw coming historically, because we repeat the same activities over and over again, that it's actually been out of fear that I've been trying to change things and trying to warn people. Also, quote, brotherly love. I mean, I don't like seeing people be conned. I don't like seeing my fellow humans being hurt. Why do you do what you do, Gerald? Because obviously, you put yourself at risk doing some of the things you do.
Oh yeah, no. Listen, it's funny when we talked about the failings of the Bush administration, we were called Bush bashers. Now we're being called Obama bashers. It's the price that you pay. And you said it. What's more than your word? I mean, for me, my belief is that when I take that last breath, I want to know that I was true to myself. There's a great saying, that whether it's the Quran, the Bible, Jesus, Muhammad, or Buddha, there is no salvation for the hypocrite. So, what's the sense of living if you're going to be a hypocrite? But, as but it really is a time for people, as they say, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And this is that time, and we've never seen it more than this, because there is going to be that period following. When the crime rates start going up, the first reaction is going to be send more police out into the streets. And so they're going to build up more and more of this. Again, you can call what's going on now with the government now controlling the world's largest insurance company, the world's largest mortgage brokerage. And now they're talking about taking over one of the largest auto companies. And of course, now they're buying into the banks. You could call this either socialism, communism, or fascism, but you cannot call it free enterprise or democracy.
That's right. It's total command and control. The break interrupted you. You were continuing to go through how you see this unfolding and just how bad it's going to get.
So what we're looking at then is they're going to call a bank holiday, we believe. And we also believe that they're going to try the same thing that FDR did with confiscating gold. That'll be another thing, because we're already hearing from the G20 members to reinstitute some format of the Bretton Woods Agreement, which, of course, gold was the standard. But of course, there's too much money out there, so that means gold would probably be $6,000 or $60,000 an ounce. It would have a really, really high value. So we think that there's going to be that kind of confiscation. We think also that they're going to... They're doing it already. They're squeezing the little people, and this is why there's going to be a revolt. You look at, go around the country, Alex, state after state, city after city, locality after locality, they're raising taxes to make up for lost revenues. How are the people going to pay these things when their median household income is well below 1999 levels? Wages are falling behind. How are they losing their jobs? That's number one. Here in New York, you know what they're doing in the city is they just hired several hundred new traffic enforcement officers so that when you're driving in New York City and if your car goes into that white space between the lines where the pedestrian walks, you get a ticket.
Now, what they're doing is white gloving everyone now. Everywhere I drive in Austin, there's a cop every half mile. Now, if you go a couple miles over the speed limit, they give you a ticket. Everything's being watched, but then they admit in major Texas papers that illegal aliens are above the law. They don't have to have any driver's license, insurance, nothing, only the citizens. And then, meanwhile, traffic enforcement cops in New York have gotten in trouble because they drive the worst. They park wherever they want. They do whatever they want. I mean, they're just going to keep squeezing and squeezing, and now not just property taxes. They're saying, we're just going to assess you $20,000, everybody in the town, for new roads we're putting in. I mean, government just is going crazy. What's going to happen?
Well, this is why the revolt is going to take place. And, oh, there's another one, too. They've unleashed all of the people from the sales tax people, you know, going to all the small shops, the pizza shops, you know, the liquor stores, all the small people, and they're cracking down on them, making them pay more sales tax. IRS is going to go after more of the small people because the too big to fails are too big to control and too big to monitor. So this is where the revolution starts taking place, because when you're hungry and when you're out of a job and when you're out on the streets, you don't want to hear "yes, we can" anymore. And that's what's going to happen. And the other thing that's going to happen as well is we believe that there's going to be a new third party formed around the same reasons the third parties were formed in the 19th century, against the central bankers taking over the country. And if anybody's not old enough to see what's happening or too blind to look, they better wake up. As we said in our trend alert recently, it was a D.C. heist. They hijacked in Washington. And you have Henry Paulson in there from Goldman Sachs. I love it. You know, the liberals, you know, they bash Bush and Cheney. Hey, you know that Cheney has ties to Halliburton. Yeah, how about, you know, who did Obama bring in as his new team, his transition team in there for the economy? Robert Rubin and Larry Summers.
They're the guys, you know, that changed the rules to do all of this.
Exactly. They're the ones that put the nail in the Glass-Steagall Act that allowed the banksters to be running wild as they are now, and also to put all these phony little gambling games like derivatives.
Well, here's the $64 million question then. Why did Kashkari even go up before the House and basically admit they took the $5 trillion, not $700 billion? They're not telling anybody where it went. And then he started laughing at them. I mean, I've never even in modern history, or even in Rome, with Caligula, you know, marrying his horse, seen this type of craziness where it's like they're wanting to push us into rebellion.
And exactly. And this is the same thing. I mean, the same thing happened in France, you know. It's they are living in a world that is, you think, and I was on the MSNBC one time and recently, you know, during the elections, and Mitt Romney was still in the race, and he came out with his, you know, shining city on the hill kind of thing, trying to mimic Reagan, and the host said to me, well, you know, isn't Governor Romney correct what he's saying? You know, shouldn't we be more hopeful? You know, this was, you know, last year, and I said, this year actually, but early in the year, and I said, you know, I said, this guy doesn't go to the gas station and pump his own gas. He doesn't go shopping and Stop and Shop and watch the prices or cut coupons. They don't have a clue what's going on. And that's what's going on over here. Let them eat cake.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show. Radio Show.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. Tactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Studying trends, how bad is it going to get? And we were progressing there. We'd gotten up to February, moving forward. Break down what you see happening.
So we think the first cracks are going to become very evident in February. When the cold winter sets in, people are going to feel the hardship. From then on, it's going to go downhill from there. We're going to see the real estate market's going to bust out completely. And again, the next big shoe to fall, here they come, is going to be the commercial real estate sector. this is what we wrote in the Trends Journal last year before this all happened. We said the subprime problem was merely the cracks at the bottom of the foundation. Matter of fact, you could see that on a clip that I did in December of 2007. But we said, you know, this stuff about the subprime. Wait till all these hedge funds. And how about these leverage buyout firms like Sabiris and Carlyle Group and Blackstone that were buying up multi-billion dollar companies with no money down? How about all these real estate developers?
And credit default swaps and credit cards and just everything.
Exactly. So now you look at the commercial sector, as I said, you're seeing now after the retail hit comes, you're going to start seeing ghost malls. Who's going to occupy these things? But here's the positive end, and I want to make this very clear. As the giants fall, they're going to leave big gaps left behind. And that's for the entrepreneurs to move into these slots. You see, what's happening, Alex, is this is, by the way, more than just the collapse of the markets. This is the decline of Empire America. This whole corporate model is built upon growth and expansion. Let's take first the retail sector. They get their money and their stock, people to buy stock in them by the amount of new stores they're building each year, their expansion. Now they're in decline. It's not as though these are brilliant managers and increasing in-store sales. That's not happening.
You're saying we've got to switch to innovation, not just growth and expansion.
Exactly. And they don't know how to do that. As you we were talking earlier, why, you know, I get frustrated working with large corporations. The innovation's not part of their DNA. Or else if they were, they wouldn't be them. You know, all they know how to do is make money. That doesn't make you smart. It makes you shrewd. You know, so there are very different things here. So this is going to be a great opportunity. Something old and ugly is dying that deserves to die. Now let's take it to the other level, agriculture. The agricultural model is built upon producing massive amounts of product and then shipping it far distances. Guess what? Can't do that anymore. This is a great time for local. Local communities buy local. If the people want to thrive and survive in these times, they have to put their focus locally. Support everything you can locally. Don't buy a thing that you don't have to. And by the way, people ask me, you know, what should I do? And the first thing you do is call up whatever town you're living in and tell them to shut the damn lights off that are lighting up all these municipal buildings. It costs money. You know, my father, he was seven of us. And I grew up in the Bronx. And may his soul rest in peace. He used to say to us, shut the lights off. What do you think, I have a pull with Edison? Shut the lights off. Stop. I don't want to pay for this stupidity. So this is where we're going. And then we're going to start seeing the tax revolts. You can't raise taxes when people are out of work and their incomes are declining. Who do these people think they are?
Well, what you said is, earlier is happening already. Bush tripled the size of government. Obama's promising to expand it even more. And they're hiring more cops, more bureaucrats, more. And we just don't have it. What is it you don't understand?
Exactly. So then they're going to understand the same way they did with the French Revolution. We're going to have a revolution. By the way, in our future forecast, we can see the country splitting up into either regions or separate states pulling out. Because this country, again, this is, and this, you could go back to our Trends Journal. It was the fall edition 2002. The headline read, Empire America fading fast. We're going the way of the former Soviet Union. We're going to see this country break up. Yeah, I mean, for anybody to think that these people in Washington are intelligent, more intelligent than they are, or they have the answers, you know,
Mr. Salente, a lot of them are. You know, people worth billions of dollars that I know that lived in Austin that I've met personally, they have fled the country in the last 3 years, and they're, you know, inside info, and I was saying this 3 years ago, the United States, quote, won't be here economically, and that's the term you're using, is a post-industrial, a post-first world nation.
Yeah, and we call it an underdeveloping nation. And they're going to do the things that they do in other underdeveloping nations, for example, like in Argentina, when the currency busts out. You can't get your money out of the bank. And they'll do a fake flag thing, you know. They'll blame something else for the problem. I mean, I love this Obama and his speech, you know, how, you know, yes, we can. We don't count. If they were listening to the Wees don't want the General Motors bailout, and the Wees didn't want the $700 billion bailout.
Let's stop right there. You talk about a false flag, some type of staged event or a group of staged events to keep the slaves rallied around the bankers while they slit our throats?
You got it. You know, look, there's nothing that they say that I believe. Read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. I'm no crook. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. What, am I a kid? I'm going to believe these people?
Well, it just came out again that every TV station that Congress looked at is broadcasting fake news. They were paid to lie. And, you know, one example is every year before school, you see the same newscast on every channel, same words. And I knew it was paid for then, but now they admit it and they say it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law. I mean, that's how bankrupt and evil and corrupt, and they aren't going to stop. Now, what about pension funds? You talk about Argentina. You talk about other countries. They are now saying, hey, we want to take over the pension funds, the 401ks, to, quote, keep them safe. Your take on that?
Again, you know, as I said, you could call it communist, fascist, or socialist, but you can't call it democracy or free market. They will do anything. And so, yeah, I don't put that past them.
Well, Congress just had hearings last week saying they're looking at it, taxing them, taking part of them. They're going to take your private 401k, and then the Social Security Administration is going to send you a check. So you're saying you really think they're delusional in government and they just think we're going to go along with this?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, you know, look at who these people are. I love it. They're just saying, you know, now that, you know, the Democrats are in power over here, you know, now they'll be able to get something done. I mean, who's going to get what done? Pelosi, Reid, Dodd, Frank? How about Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello? What do these people have ever done? Who could get away with this stuff?
Except Steele. Why do you think?
Yeah, and make bad decisions.
What?
I mean, who could? None of us would be employed if we screwed up as much as they did. So I mean, you know, yesterday Obama, you know, they broadcast that thing on 60 Minutes, and you know about the economy, and he said they'll do whatever it takes. Well, what's whatever?
Well, that means nationalizing industries, stealing everything the middle class has got. Folks are going to point the poor, uneducated people at the middle class. They're going to rob the middle class, and they're planning on all of this. We'll talk more about it on the other side and take your phone calls with our amazing guest, Gerald Celente. His website's PrinceResearch.com. Ours is InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food. packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're going to go to Steve, Tyler, Mike, Casey, Aaron, and others. Please have your question ready for myself or the guest, Gerald Celente, one of the top trim forecasters in the world. But, I mean, that last question, we're here marveling at this. They have, increased the police force 6-7-fold the last 15 years. They have prepared this MIT surveillance grid, the cameras, the license plate reading systems. They say they're getting ready for revolts. They're moving NORTHCOM brigades in, saying we're under military occupation. So the government at the top does know it's going to be unpopular and that the raping of the middle class is going to be unpopular, but they're going to use the poor, dumbed down, who means well, middle, lower class or whatever, and the blue collar folks to kind of sick them on the middle class. Is what I'm seeing. I see that class warfare being set up. What do you see, Gerald Celente?
They're going to try that, but it's not going to work because, they're going to be very angry at all levels of society because there's not going to be any money out there. The government's going to become the common enemy. And as a matter of fact, we see the Republicans and the Democrats working together very closely, to defeat the common enemy, which is going to be the common man. And that's what we see the battle shaping up in the coming years.
That's right. That's why we see such incredible integration of both parties, because they work for the very same interest.
Exactly. They both work for the Wall Street mob. You just have different divisions. You have the Goldman Sachs group over in D.C. You have the J.P. Morgan mob over in New York. It's just different, members of the crime family.
You've got Gambino and the Genovese. So in closing, before we go to call, sir, basic trends. 2009. Starts accelerating, more and more layoffs, more confidence lost. You talk about total implosion by 2012. What will it look like?
Crime is going to be rampant, and it's going to be It's going to be also a time, and I really want to make this, because there's a positive end of this, because something old and ugly is dying and something new could be born. This is going to be, this could be the time for a renaissance. It doesn't have to end ugly. Because one thing America has, and I travel the world, I mean, you know, people still look to America for the place of innovation. They don't know how bad it is over here. You know, they don't know how everybody's become so corporatized. But the thing is that we have, more than any other nation, the ability to turn this around and turn it into a positive. And the way it becomes a positive is if we break away from one size rules all. So if we start going back to states' rights, to local rights, and then also, Alex, necessity is the mother of invention. Great things could happen from this.
No, I agree. We're stagnant. We're decadent. We're dying. This is like getting a fever that burns out the infection. But so that's the big challenge. Do we let the globalists, the New World Order, use the crisis to sell total control, or do we do a judo move and use this attack against them to fully discredit them and have a true renaissance?
Precisely. And that's, by the way, the foundation of the work at the Trends Research Institute. We provide the trends. We provide the lifeboats. But once you get into it, then you have to use your own skills, imagination, and ingenuity to navigate the open sea.
Yeah, this isn't some master control thing.
Exactly. So we believe that every human is endowed with a unique individual gift. And when you're free to bring that out, that's the renaissance. And that has not happened. We've become all corporatized, homogenized, and I mean, what is this? This is a McDonald's and a Burger King.
Yeah, they're like androids. The public has literally taken on a false reality. Now that nightmare, hopefully, is about to end. Go to trendsresearch.com. You can subscribe to his trends tracking publication, the Trends Journal. Again, trendsresearch.com. My website's infowars.com. Gerald Celente is our guest. We're going to go ahead and go to your phone calls now. Thank you for holding. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
With the trend of big government that we've had in the last 8 years, and which will probably continue under the reign of Obama, do you see Obama or somebody like him being in office for more than 8 years, repeal of the constitutional amendment that prevents a president being in there for one or two terms?
No, we really don't, because he's going to end up very unpopular. You know, people are putting more into this than it is. I mean, let's remember, he only got 52% of the vote. What was it when FDR came in, Alex? It was like 80% the second time around or something?
Absolutely, and hype dissipates a lot faster now. The people aren't very sophisticated in knowing they're being lied to, but more than ever, they know they're being lied to, and so they want instant gratification. If Obama doesn't deliver them to Valhalla instantly, they're going to turn against him. Gerald?
Yes, I agree with you. Not instantly. We give him at least six months. I mean, we could be wrong on this. You know, but again, you know, the people are so desperate. They're so desperate that they buy lines from a presidential reality show. Oh, by the way, I have to make this point. You know, Obama, this was an Oprah production. You know, I've been on every major TV show, and I've been on Oprah twice. Nobody does it like Oprah. She's the queen of TV, hands down. You go back to December when Oprah started to support Obama, the whole stage, the whole scenery, the whole performance changed.
Yeah, she took over.
She took over. This was an Oprah production. You saw it in his nomination speech, if you missed it before, and then you saw it in his acceptance speech, rather, and then you saw it after election day, election eve. You know, this great staging.
Yeah, so, she wants global power. She's got a church now, so she can put her money through that, and well, I don't want to use the term launder, but, you know, clean it up. And she's got a 2 million person church. She wants a global religion. I mean, this girl is we ain't seen nothing yet, huh?
So that's why I'm saying not to sell it so short, because this is a country that loves the reality show, and they certainly love the presidential reality
show. Well, by instantly, I meant like 6 months to a year in the scheme
of
things.
Yeah, we're probably talking around the same period.
All right, anything else Stephen?
Oh, no, thanks. You'll have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Let's cram Tyler in California in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Jones? This is Slente. How are you guys doing?
Fine. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, my question is, I am a reservist. I am an active reservist. I'm using my GI Bill to get my degree in history. And my family is a small business owners and is a rental construction equipment business owner. And according to my dad and some other guys in that business field, that things have, the economy started to slow down. Nobody's building anything anymore. People aren't doing like lawn and garden type things. They're not taking care of the yard because they don't have money to.
Yeah, it's dead. They better sell all that equipment now, even though it's already been depreciated because of the recession. We're going into depression. They need to get rid of everything now. Gerald?
Absolutely. You know, we're not telling him what to, telling you what to do, but you know, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get a lot worse. And when you talk about gardens, you know, during World War II they had victory gardens, and we should start thinking in those terms again. Stop ripping up these stupid lawns with grass that you can't eat or smoke, and put something productive down there. You know, like berry bushes and vegetables.
That's right. 40 years ago, even everybody had a garden in their front yard, but now the corporate said it wasn't trendy, so you can't do it.
Exactly. So really start thinking in terms of survival. These are survival times. The winter's coming. Prepare for it.
And
again, you know, about going to getting a degree in history. You know, we're recommending to people that, you know, if you have a kid going to school and they're not getting a degree in, like, let's say, in medical field.
Hold on. Give us that advice after the break. Final segment with our guest.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show. Radio Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Did you?
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491. Call now. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Or a chemist, because those jobs you need a college degree, you're really taught something. But, fine arts or history, folks, you can forget it. You're not going to have a job in the foreseeable future with that. And you do a lot better going out and learning how to be an exterminator or learning how to mow lawns. I mean, explain this to people.
Well, you hit it right on the head. I mean, people spending this kind of money for art history, psychology, business administration, economics. I mean, my God, get into the workforce and do like they did in the old days. Find yourself a master and become an apprentice, not the Donald Trump junk, but, real business. And learn from the ground up, because people that are going to debt to send their kids into the college industrial complex are just throwing money away. And here's the most important part of it. The college industrial complex is built upon, again, the old model of filling people for the corporate field. That whole corporate paradigm is now dying, and the colleges are still geared up to filling that. So, people sending their kids to a school because it has a great language course. Send the kids to the country where they want to speak the language and let them work, and they'll learn it there, or get Rosetta Stone. But don't spend $40,000 or send them to the community college.
Yeah, we're seeing a giant paradigm shift, and take Joe the plumber. That guy's making a couple hundred grand a year. He's a plumber. I know people that own lawn companies, plumber companies, that are small, and they're living better than I am. And then I see these yuppies with 2, 3, 4 degrees, and they're working at the local grocery store.
Absolutely. Yeah, where are they going to get a job? You get out of college, you're going to go to work for a sports authority? And the thing about, working the lawns, again, now you go into business and you say, listen, we're going to turn your lawn into a productive piece of real estate. And I'm Italian descent. I mean, we spent our times in the backyards, my grandfather with grape arbors and rabbits and the whole thing. I mean, it's a beautiful setting rather than these sterile looking, nothing chemically treated lawns that are good for nothing. So that's the kind of innovation. Again, Alex, I can't express it or stress it enough. This is the time for innovation. And the people that think for themselves, and by the way, that's the motto of the Trends Research Institute, think for yourself.
You're going to be ahead, because once everybody rushes in, then you're just going to be able to survive instead of capitalizing on the future and getting out ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is all about survival, about telling the truth, but studying the globalists, studying trends, studying the real world, It's a way to make a lot of money, isn't it, Gerald?
You're going to make more money now than you will before because every schmo was in the game before because of all the cheap money. Now the intelligent people, this is a time for people that think for themselves, that are intelligent, that are true to their word, true to themselves, they can make a fortune during these times. These are the best of times for the people of a higher moral character.
Let's jam in a few final calls and let our amazing guests go, who you will hear from again. Let's go ahead and talk to Casey. Oh, Casey just hung up. Let's talk to Aaron in Hawaii. You're on the air. Then we'll talk to Sheila and that's it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Aloha. I just wanted to ask about they want to take over our 401ks. And about a month ago, my husband and I said we want out of the stock market. We want to sell all our stocks. And that was about 6 weeks ago, and they're not giving – I mean, they lost 60% of the value by that time, but they're not paying. They just keep giving us excuses on why we haven't gotten the money for that yet.
Listen,
well, I'll tell you why they're giving you excuses. Because
okay.
A lot of them don't have the money. And I could tell you a problem
right.
that I had.
Okay.
I took all my money out of the banks.
Right.
You should see the song and dance I got.
Okay.
I mean, I had
yeah.
to go through. I mean, I had witnesses. I had to take a witness with me to get my money out of the bank because I was having such a tough time. I didn't want to get arrested. It's like trying
And that's how bad it is now. I don't even have that much money, and I try to take some out to pay payrolls in emergency, and the bastards wouldn't even give me like 10 grand.
I had to sign all these things. I mean, it was a real song and dance. So that's why they're not giving you money. They're trying to stall you, and they're going to tell you, they're going to give you all the reasons why you shouldn't take it out.
While the big money guys pull all their money out. See, they're only waiting while they get all their assets out.
You got it.
He's talking about bank runs by, next February?
Yes, we see them happening by February.
My.
Okay, anything else, Aaron?
Should we keep our money in the bank?
Absolutely not.
Well,
okay.
I can't tell you what you to do, but I'll tell you what I do. We only keep enough money in the banks to for our operating expenses.
That's what I do.
As soon as it hits a certain level, it's out.
Yeah, that's what we do. And, of course, I'm not really in the job to even capitalize. Our job is getting the word out, so we don't have that big of a problem of a bunch of surplus. But we keep in there what we need to operate. But if they have a bank holiday, my office may even shut down, folks. You may hear us on air saying, send us money, because that's the type of situation. I mean, talk about confidence being lost, Gerald. What's going to happen if they do that?
Well, again, they don't do these things that overtly. They always put smoke screens around it. They're going to tell everybody how good it is for them, how we're salvaging the problem, and blaming somebody else. They'll blame, the majority of the sheeple will believe it.
Yeah, one more call. Appreciate the call, Aaron. Sheila in California, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. You can go to his website at trendsresearch.com.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm kind of new to your show, so you might have addressed this before, but it's a two-part question, excuse me, and what it has to deal with is with the bankers getting their bailouts and there's pretty much no accountability, there's talk of many I know that say, well, I'm in debt at this point in time and I'm a renter and why should I pay my credit card debt, my student loans, et cetera? Why shouldn't I just take my credit cards, put it into a debt settlement and lessen my load? And I'm asking this question because what I want to know is there any laws that you all are aware of that say, those who do this have to pay it off in civil service
yes,
or whatever?
Yes, they're trying to strengthen it where the little guy has to pay back, but the big bankers and others don't have to. But a lot of people are purposefully running up cards. They're rebelling. It's kind of like a tax revolt, but it's overall a credit revolt. Gerald?
Well, let's remember who's the one that put in these pernicious bankruptcy laws was Joe Biden, the governor of the loophole state, Delaware. He was the one that made it so hard for everybody, but gives the big guys the break. But don't forget, they're going to go after you no matter what. These are people that know no bounds. They'll get your first child if that's what they have to do. It's not going to be an easy ride to get off the hook.
Yeah, people keep saying, well, why should I have gold? They might come take it. There's no perfect world. We're talking about getting the best position you can, Gerald.
Yeah, listen, I own both gold and guns. So, a matter of fact, that's where all my investments, other than the Trends Research Institute and my own properties, that I'm totally invested in.
Conservatively,
that.
And I'm going to let you go. Then we're going to have you back up in another month. You've agreed to do that. We appreciate it. When do you think gold's going to hit 2,000?
You know, it's hard to say because, as you know, these markets are being manipulated in front of our eyes. Remember, they wouldn't allow short selling. The game is being rigged. It's not even pulling a rabbit out of a hat. There's no hat. So we know that they are report after report of banks buying tens of thousands of COMEX gold futures, shorting them, actually, not buying them, selling them, to keep the prices down. We believe that they're going to try to put that these G20 talks that are going on, gold, because once people start buying gold, then all of the fiat paper currencies, the fiat currencies are going to be worth nothing. The worst thing that the governments around the world are going to fear are people buying gold. And by the way, go to any of the websites of the big gold traders, Monex, Kitco, whatever.
They're selling for premiums.
Yeah, and they're selling for premiums, and they're telling you can't get delivery until a long time because there's a shortage of supply, and the shortage of supply is worldwide.
And that shows the manipulation. You have gold down by 100 and something bucks, now going back up. Meanwhile, there's 30, 40, 50% premiums, and you can't get it. I mean, talk about global manipulation.
Exactly. So what we're saying is, you know, gold is, and again, we could be wrong. You know, we don't walk on water, and we're only human. But I'm telling you what I do and what I believe, and I put all my investment capital is in gold.
What about silver?
You know, silver's a good one, too, but silver also has production purposes as well. And gold, you know, I would say both of them, but I know gold. I've been following gold. My first buy of gold was in 78 at $187.50 an ounce. And, you know, I've been buying it and following it since that time. So I'm not that well versed in silver as I am.
I understand. You trade in what you love and what you know and what you research. Well, Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, the market trend research man, trendresearch.com. Thank you for spending an hour and 20 minutes with us, and we'll talk to you again sometime in December. Godspeed.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With oil